Be'ez Hashem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Hamish, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Avodas Kechov, the laws of idolatry, the Chukas of Deha, and the statutes of those who serve it, in the Sefer Mad, the Book of Knowledge, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the Mesis of Madeach, and this Perek specifically regarding the one who is proselytizing, the one who is enticing others, and the false prophet. As Rambam gives halacha of qualifying this halacha. So, Mesis Echad Mi'Yisrael, someone seduces one of the Jewish people, Benish, Benisha, whether a man or a woman, Hariz and Niskel. For being maces, for seducing people to entice them to idolatry, the person gets stoned. Ava Bishaloi Avera Maces, even if the one who is seducing, Veloi Hamus is not the one who is seduced, neither one of them worship Avodas Kechavim, idolatry, Elab Bnei Shahiru Lahabad, it's only because he directed him to serve. That's actually what the Pasuk says, Ki Bikish Lahadichacha, because he wanted to push through Avodas Zarah. And this is Ben Chaya Mesis Hedget, whether one who is seducing was a regular person, Ben Chaya Novi, whether he was a prophet. Ben Chaya Musas Yachi, whether the one who was seduced was an individual, Isha Isha, man or woman. Or Yechidim, or a bunch of individuals. Misase Beskila, his death is going to be by being stoned. Meaning, although by the prophet, it says by the Madiach that the Novi is going to die, and generally Yomus means Chenek, Chazal learned out that here the halacha is that it's going to be with Skila, he's going to be stoned. And that's what we're illustrating, even if he's a prophet. Halacha beis, hamesis is reiv anshayir. Now, if someone seduces the majority of the people of the city, hariz hamadiach, then it changes category, becomes a madiach, someone who's pushing. Vein hanikra mesis is not called anymore the lower category of the one who's seducing. Now, hayizesh adiach reiv ha'ir nabi. Now, if the one who was pushing the most of the city was a prophet, misasa beskila, his death is going to be by being stoned. Now the ones who were pushed to do it, harim ki yechidim, they're going to be treated as individuals. In other words, even though the one who's being madich as a navi, since he's only one person, not two, so it doesn't have the halachic qualification of Aaron Eidachas, rather they're going to be judged as individuals who did avodah zarah, which they get skila, and the women and their children are going to be saved, and the money is going to be saved, as we said this in the previous parak. Now, the einim ka'anshi Aaron Eidachas, like we said, and they're not going to be like members of the pushed city, until the ones who are doing it are two. And here it's only one. Now, if someone says, the idol said to me that it should be worshipped. Or this person says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, go worship idolatry. So this is a prophet that's pushing people to do Avodah Zarah. And if the majority of the inhabitants of the city get pushed after into idolatry, Niskel is going to be stoned. Now, if it's not the majority of the people of the city, then he's going to get strangulation like a false prophet, as the Rambam said in Halachas of Hilchas Yisrael De'Atayra. Now, Amesis Shehisis, now regarding someone who's seducing, that seduces, Bein B'Loshon Rabban, whether in the plural terminology, Bein B'Loshon Yochel, whether in the individual terminology, Harizah Niskel, he has the Halacha, like we said, regarding the Mesis, that he's going to be stoned. Okay, so how so? What does that mean when he's saying in the plural or in the singular? So, if someone says to his friend, I'm going to worship the stars, meaning me and then you. Or, I will go and I will serve. Or, they're all the same. They're all talking about regarding the worshipping that Avodah Zarah. Shederach is Avodah Kacham Le'Avod, but that's the way of that idol to be served. Well, that's specific to Avodah Zarah. So whether he's saying in the singular or in the plural, me or let us. And so too, regarding the next items too. Ezbach, I will slaughter. Or Eilech ve'ezbach, I'll go and I'll slaughter. Or Neilech ve'ezbach, let us go and let us slaughter. Or Akater, I will sacrifice. So Eilech ve'akater, I'll go and sacrifice. So even though it's not even sacrifice, it's talking about the going to the sacrifice. Neilech ve'akater, let us go and sacrifice. Or Anasech, I will pour libations. Or Eilech ve'anasech, I'll go and I'll pour libations. Neilech ve'anasech, let us go and pour libations. Or Eshtachve, I will bow. Eilech ve'eshtachve, I'll go and I'll bow. Neilech ve'eshtachve, let us go and let us bow. Which these are the four avodas that are generic, which we already explained that applies to every single avodah zarah, not specific. So either the specific one or the four generic ones, hariz amesis again, whether he says in the singular or in the plural, he's going to be considered as a mesis. Now, halacha gimel regarding the testimony against this mesis. Hesis lishnaim. So if this person seduced two people, harim edav, they become his witnesses. Behem avim ois lebezn, they bring him to court. Umi idin malav, and they testify against him. Shekach amalahem, that he said this to them. Vesoikam oisai, and then they stone him to death. Now, veina mesis tzar chasra, and the one who is trying to seduce people with avodah zarah does not need a prior warning. Now, amale echad, let's say, however, he said to an individual. So he cannot testify because one person is not able to testify. So what that person should do, the victim should say, "Yesh li chaverim roitzim b'kach." Oh, I have friends that are very interested in this thing that you're proselytizing. Umarim olav, and he tricks him. Achi yasas b'fendishnayim, until he seduces in front of two people. Kedei l'harka, that they could execute him. Now, imli rotzam meses l'hasas shlaim. Obviously, if the guy gets it, he doesn't want to have two witnesses, so he doesn't want to seduce him to two people at once. So mitzvah l'hachem, it's a mitzvah to actually trap him. Kol chayav the mitzvah shabbat Torah. Now, in general, all those who are liable for death in the Torah, imach minin alim, you don't do entrapment. Chutz mizeh, except for this meses. Now, kitzmach machminin loy, how do you trap him? So Musis Mibishnam, the one who is being seduced, that individual brings two people. Umamidim Mamakam awful, he puts them in a dark place. Kadeshiyidu HaMesis Vishmud the Bagar, so that they could see the Mesis and hear his words. But Valiroisim, he's not going to see them because they're in the dark area. Voivan Mesis, and he tells to the Mesis, okay, in that dark area, he says, Imma Mashamarti Libihid, go tell me again, tell me what you told me in private. Voimala, he tells him. Musis Mashiva, now the one who seduced responds, he says, Heichna Nihasali Kenir Shabashamaim, how can we leave our God in heaven? And Nilch Vanabra say Eitzim and Saban, we're gonna go worship the stone and the wood. So Im Chazabai, so if the guy retracts, Oy Shazagor is quiet, Potter, he's gonna be exempt. But Vimamali tells him, Kachich Basin, this is what we have to do, but Kach Yavalan, this is good for us. So those who are standing there at a distance, now you have two witnesses. Mavimaisalabazan, they bring him to court, Basikumai, and they stone him to death. Now, halacha dal, mitzvah b'yara musis lahargri. There's a mitzvah that the one who is seduced, that he should execute the maces. Shlomak says the pasuk in the bottom. Yotcha tia by b'rishayin l'ad misa b'gayim. Your hand should be first against him to kill him, the one that was trying to seduce you. Moreover, v'asa la musis la'ehev es ha-maces. It's forbidden to the one who is being seduced to love the one who is seducing him to do avodah zarah. Shlomak says in the pasuk, lo'y so'evaloy. You should not desire him. Well, the fish never be saying it now, because it says regarding an enemy, Azev Tazev Imayin says in Shemais, and you should surely help him. So Yochlat Azev Lazay, you would think, okay, this guy you should also help him. Tamalim, it says in the Pasuk in the bottom, no, but Loisishmalab, you should not listen to him. Since it says the pasuk miyikolei samar damar yecho, you shouldn't stand on the blood of your friend. Yochli yato imel adam shazay, you would think that you don't stand idly by when this person's blood is being spilled. Tamalim, it says in the pasuk in the bottom, no, but Loisochas inchalab, your eye should not be compassionate on him. Moreover, va'asla musis lalamar loves chutz. It's forbidden for the one who is seduced to teach any merit regarding this message. Shlomo says the pasuk v'lisachmo, he shouldn't have compassion. V'myod l'chayv, if he knows something that would incriminate him, ein nidashay lishtek b'men, he's not allowed to be silenced from that. Shlomo says the pasuk v'lisachaslo, he shouldn't cover over for him. Now, v'ashar lehedin amisim 9, where in the prohibition does it tell us that regarding an individual that he's not allowed to seduce people? Shlomo says in the pasuk, v'chol yisrael yishmu b'yiron, that all the Jewish people should hear and they will see, v'lo yisi b'las, and they will not increase to do when they see the punishment of the maces. So you see that it applies to all klai, so even the regular person, this prohibition of v'lo yisi b'las is that they shouldn't do this being maces. Halachay, ha-maces achem la'abdai. Someone seduces others to serve him. Vamal Hem, he says to him, Ibduni, serve me. So Imabadu, if they serve him, Nisko, so he gets stoned because he did this maces. Vimloyabdu, if they didn't serve him, then Afabisha Kiblu Memenu Ba'amru. So even if they accepted from him and they said, Hen, yes, and in Nisko, doesn't get stoned because they're just fooling around with him. Who's this human being just like us? And he thinks we're gonna serve him? Avalim Hasis Lavoidis Ishachar. But if he seduced them to worship another man, or to some other type of idolatry, Im Kiblu Memenu Ba'amru Hen, if they accepted from him and they said, yes, let's go and worship, even if they didn't serve yet, they're both going to be stoned, ha-meses v'ha-muses, the one who seduced and the one who was seduced. Shlomo says in the pasuk, you shouldn't desire him, you shouldn't listen to him. Ham-shama v'avad, that teaches that if you just heard and want, chayim, that would already create a liability. Halach Vav, regarding someone who prophesies in the name of avodah zarah. Navi, a prophet, a mesnabi b'shem avodas kachavim, that prophesies in the name of an idol of an avodah zarah. Ketzad, what? How would that be? So zeh, if someone says, "Amrli avodas kachavim planets," that idol said to me, "Oikoicha planet," that planet, "Shem mitzvah lasses kach v'kach." It's a command to do such and such, or shalei lasses, or not to do. A filik even as halacha, even if he's actually being precise to what Jewish law says, l'tamei es ha-tamei, to what's being tamei, that it should be tamei, or l'tar es ha-tar, and to what's tar should be tar. But im hisrub b'fnei Hashem, if they warn him in front of two people that he's prophesied in the name of the avodah zarah, here's a nechlik, he gets strangulation. Shlomo says the bottom, b'ashidab b'shem elohim achem, whoever speaks in the name of other false deities, umeis anav yehu, and that prophet's going to die. Vashar Shalai, where does the Torah say the prohibition for this? Because it's inferred that it says in Shemais, V'shem el himachem le'siskiru, the name of other false deities, one should not mention. You see that you're not allowed to mention, let alone prophesize in their name. Allah Chazayin. Now, V'asa larech din ud teshuva. Now, it's forbidden to go ahead and have a discussion or some type of a confrontation, a dialogue, im ha-masnabi v'shlem ha-vizkachavim, with someone who's prophesied in the name of idolatry. And you don't ask him for any signs or any wonders. If he does a sign and a wonder on his own, we don't pay attention to him. We don't think twice about him. Whoever thinks about the signs that he did, say maybe they're true. If he violates a negative prohibition, like it says in the bottom, one should not listen to the words of that prophet, although it sounds incredible, but the Torah is already telling you this beforehand, not to. Now, related is also regarding the false prophet. So to the false prophet, his death is that of strangulation. And this, even if he's prophesying the name of Hashem, he didn't add on or diminish any of the mitzvahs. It says in the pasuk in the bottom, however, the prophet that would be deliberate and to say something from my name, but that I didn't command him, it's a false prophet. Who, and that prophet's going to die. Now halacha chas. This includes echra masnabi mashalay shama b'mara nevuah, whether he's prophesizing what he didn't hear in the vision of a prophecy, or he heard the prophecy of his friend, of his colleague, and he says shadavas eloynim, that was said to him, and he makes like it's a prophecy. It is in the vishaker, is a false prophet who misas bechenek, and his death is strangulation. Halacha tes. Whoever holds back from executing a false prophet because of his great level, he's going the waves of prophecy, it definitely seems like a pretty intensely spiritual person. And is even but let's say he violates a negative prohibition for not killing him. Shlomo says in the pasuk in the bottom, you should not be afraid of him. So to whoever holds himself back from teaching something that would incriminate him, or he's afraid and he's trembling from his words, is including not to be afraid from him. Now, bein done in the via sheker, you do not judge a false prophet. El bevesna shalom echad has to be with the Sanhedrin Hagadol, with the court of 71 judges. Halacha yud regarding the prohibition of just mentioning the avodah zara. Whoever takes a vow in the name of an idol, or takes an oath, loika gets lashes. Namak says in the pasuk in Shemais, v'shem el himachem l'siskiru, the name of other deities, one shouldn't mention. And this echra nishba ba la'asma, whether someone's taking the oath for himself, echra nishba la'ayvit kechavma, whether he's taking the oath to the non-Jew that he should believe him, so he swears in the name of the avodah zara. Either way, that's forbidden. And you're not let him make the non-Jew take an oath in his false deity. And even to mention the name of the avodah zara, not in the way of oath, is also is forbidden. Shlomo says in the pasuk, it should not be mentioned. So halacha yiraf, a person should not tell his friend, oh, shmoili, wait for me, b'tzara b'tzkacham playing this. We're, on the side of, that street with the avodah zara is. But k'yitzibo, similar things, one is not allowed to mention the avodah zara. However, all avodah zaras that are written in the holy writings in Tanakh, then you're allowed to not mention its name. It's not like mentioning avodah zara. It's like reading a pasuk in Chumash. Going, for example, Pa'ur, Ubeil, Unavoy, Begad, the Gatesman, these are all avodah zaras that are mentioned in Tanakh. Now, v'asa ligrim lachem, it's forbidden to cause others. For example, let's say when you make a partnership with a non-Jew who maybe is going to be a liable for an oath, you're not allowed to cause others that they should take a vow, b'shikamu, and that they should make an oath, b'shem avodah zarah, in the name of an avodah zarah. But v'ein aliki, you don't get lashes, ela noide b'shma, v'makayim b'shma, only if you take the oath or the vow in the name of the avodah zarah, which b'ho hanishba b'shma, that's what's saying, what's makayim, is you take the oath in its name, that's going to be the Malkus. Now, all the other things that we said in the last two halachas is a prohibition, but would not make the person liable for lashes.